welcome to the ninth day of March 2013. It is 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This is Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and our monthly presentation of Adriana's Mystic Connections. We do welcome everybody's phone calls at 646-378-0378. Please remember to press 1 on your phone keypad so that we can bring this call on live. We also welcome and direct you to the website for BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. It is free to join. It's just a gathering of a group of people who are all like-minded. We're all very spiritual folks who are seeking information, instruction, guidance, fellowship, camaraderie. So when you go to BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, you can sign up for free. And then when you create your profile, everybody else can know a little bit more about you, which is always fun to share and get to know people. Then the other really cool thing is when you look on the toolbar, you see a little area that says shows. Click on that. And all of our hosts, our regular monthly hosts, appear. Adriana is one of them. So when you see the Adriana's Mystic Connections and her lovely picture there, you can go to that particular section and you can join her little host page, which she's thrilled to have people sign up there. And there's something really cool you can do, and that is you can leave your comments, your questions, whatever it is you would like her to address during one of our programs. You can always go there and leave that information. She will see it. And then as a result, she can connect with you here on the air, or you can also ask her to connect with you privately for a reading and bring everything a little closer together. So Adriana is on the road this month, and she's in the state of Ohio, a state I just recently moved from. But we do wish that you would all put your virtual hands together and give us a nice big round of applause for the hostess of our show. This is Adriana, Adriana's Mystic Connections. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm so excited and blessed to be here. I'm blessed to have everyone listening. Good morning, everyone. Take a deep breath and thank you. Tell yourself, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All
and
right.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. What a beautiful day. Is it just as beautiful in Columbus, Ohio, as it is here in Michigan?
It's beautiful here, too.
Cool.
It's absolutely gorgeous and perfect in every way, and the sun is shining. And you know what? It's funny. Today, I want to talk about something different. So for today, instead of talking about, say, what we normally talk about, which is looking at the bright side of life and affirmations and empowerment and meditation, I want to look at mistakes. I want to look at oopses. I want to look at, oh my God, how in the world could I have been so stupid and done that? That ever happened to you, Annette?
I'm just sitting here turning 8 shades of red, because if I were to talk about this, we'd be on the phone for days. But yeah, sometimes my choices have not always turned out to be precisely what I thought they were going to be.
You know, sometimes the choices suck, and sometimes we miss the little thing we were supposed to see. We send out the email with a glaring error that we noticed right afterwards. And sometimes when we're doing readings and psychic communication, we hear one thing and we interpret it a different way. So my guides and angels are never wrong. However, I am human. And anyone who says 100% accurate all the time will run, because they're lying.
I agree with that. I agree with that completely. You're right. And I tell people that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Get your money back if they tell you that. Get your money back now and leave.
Yeah. And my guides have been working with me, because when I realize I've made a mistake, I get into fear. Go, oh my God, what's wrong with me? It's early signs of dementia, because obviously anyone with a brain would not have done what I just did. About the smallest stuff. I almost said the other S word, but I didn't. for you.
Thank you.
You're answered. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why is it so important that we're absolutely perfect all the time? It is the imperfections that make us who we are. If we were all perfect, we'd be like little, mindless, beautiful robots. One of my guilty pleasures used to be America's Next Top Model. And it was pointed out on that show that the reason why some models are more beautiful than others and more photographed than others is not the perfection of their face. It's the imperfection. And that's what we remember. So we remember Cindy Crawford's mole, you know? Little things like that. And so I want to talk about understanding that mistakes happen. It happens. It is. It always will be. And second of all, in The Course of Miracles, which is one of my favorite books, favorite book, there is a lesson in there that says, God does not make mistakes. And Mother, Father, God, universal energy, you know, we resonate with that. We appreciate that. And we understand that we're here, we're perfection in the moment that we need to be within God. But what do we do when we screw up? When we pull an incredible boner, you know? What happens then? How do you deal with that, Annette?
Well, how I deal with it now and how I dealt with it before are two different things. But how I try to deal with it now when I catch myself in the beating myself up stage and move away from it is to try and find the opportunity in where I am at the moment. It's like, well, okay, I made this choice. It left me here. Here is not a familiar place. I'm scared. And then I try to put it into focus and say, there's got to be a gift in this. There's got to be something, even if I say it through tears and gritted teeth.
Yes. So three things I'd like to point out. First of all, I said, how do you deal with this mistake? And you said, well, I asked myself, how do I deal with this choice that I've made? So first of all, you own the fact that this was your choice on some level to make this mistake. You know?
Right.
So rather than saying, oh, the dog got out because I left the door open, but the reason why I left the door open was that person over there who distracted me. You know, so you own it. And that's the first most important thing I feel helps, is owning the fact that it's you. It's not anybody. Own it. And the second thing is you look for the reason why, because there's a reason why. Right?
Right.
There's something going on. There's a reason why. Not everything is fated. The future can change. Things can grow and shift. But accidents just don't happen. You know, someone who ends up paralyzed because they made a wrong turn or they dove into a too shallow pool, in their life path, at this particular time, they were supposed to have this challenge because this is a learning opportunity for them at some point. You know, there is no death, and it's the hardest thing for us to understand and overcome, this feeling that, oh, you know, there was this accident that happened, and it's my fault, and this person perhaps tragically died because of it. I mean, that person had a path. That person had a church. That person has moved on. The essence of that person has moved on. It's one of the hardest, most horrible feelings in the world to know that you've been responsible for another person or animal's passing. And thankfully, I've never had to deal with it with a person, but I certainly had to deal with it many animals. And I question myself, and I say, why, what's wrong with me? And you know what? At the same time, as horrible as it sounds for the poor animal, I've learned from that past because I'm a better person. I'm more empathetic. I'm more knowledgeable about that particular animal. Although I have sworn off goldfish for life.
Sorry for laughing, but that's, yeah, I made that decision a number of years ago myself.
Yeah, I'm just not, you know, I just, unfortunately, I'm tired of murdering goldfish, so that's it. But, you know, when we get that feeling in the pit of our stomachs, that fear, we screwed up. We didn't do it right. We messed up. It's all wrong now. We, you know, we can never get that back because we completely screwed up. Where are we? We're deep in fear. And fear on the emotional ladder is actually the lowest vibration. It's fear, not anger, fear. And our guides and our angels have trouble talking to us and reaching us and helping us because fear is the absence of love. And love is the absence of fear. And love is the highest vibration. So you made this tiny little mistake. And you've made other tiny little mistakes. And guess what? I hate to tell you, they're going to make more tiny little mistakes. And it's absolutely the way you deal with it and your attitude and not the fact that you made a mistake. You know, I work as a professional in my other world, and I make mistakes left and right there. And if you run in blaming other people for your mistake, or you don't own your mistake, you don't get very far very quickly. People don't want to be around you. But when you laugh at yourself and say, oops, you know, crack brain, sorry, you know, it's better than being in the fear, over-apologizing, under-apologizing. It's just better just to laugh and let go. Stuff happens. And my guides have been really working with me on this because when I do readings, I want to be 100% accurate. I want to be as accurate as I possibly can. And I'm so focused on getting the information correctly, they tell me things and I say, nah, that can't be right. Later on, I think, well, I should have said that. Boy, that makes sense now that I know more. Why didn't I say that? So my guides are working with me on letting go of the need to be perfect, the need to be right. Just letting go. Have you ever heard that? Let go and let God.
Yep.
Let go and let God. So I said we weren't going to do a meditation this morning, but all right, we're going to do a meditation. We're going to do a let go and let God moment. So let's take a deep, deep breath and hold it for a moment. Just feel light and energy filling your whole body, filling all the cavities, filling all the sores, filling all the places in your body where you need healing and light. Now breathe out. Now let go of everything we've been holding on to, all these fears, all these fantasies of what could possibly go wrong since we made these little errors. We're going to let all of that go. And then breathe in that deep cleansing breath again and let that light flow all through our body. And just release anything. Because you know what? That fear, which we think is part of doing a good job, and it's not, that fear keeps things trapped in our emotional body. And our guides and our angels connect to us on our emotional body. That's where mediumship happens. The emotional body. A lot of times new mediums will come in and they'll say, well, I don't have any words, I just have feelings. And that's how it starts, with feeling. Okay. Deep breath in, cleansing. Isn't it beautiful? deep breath out. Deep breath in. And now completely forgive yourself. Completely and totally forgive yourself. Whatever that is that's weighing on your mind, let it go. Holding on to it helps no one. Everybody else has forgotten about it. Let it go. Move on. Release it. If you hold on to it, other people sense it and feel it in your energy. So let go. Release. Okay. And now take a deep breath. This is harder. Think about someone in your life who maybe has irritated you a little bit. Okay? And let go of that, too. Allow them to be perfect in their imperfection. See how that feels, being loved towards that person. Yeah, they forgot that important thing, but you know what? We all forget things. Yeah, they were supposed to do that, and they didn't, or they completely did it wrong. Whatever. See them. See the perfection of them. Send them that love. Wrap them in that love. Know that they are safe in your love. And even if they make a mistake, they're just as human as we are. Maybe even more human. And so maybe we have to give them a little extra latitude. And so it is. And I feel better. I hope all of you do too. So if you would like a reading with me, Adriana, you can go to my website, mysticconnections.com. And there's a contact form there. Or you can call me at 248-379-7324. Or you can send me an email at mysticconnect@aol.com. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is it's March. And March is always a special month for most of us, because it's when spring comes. My grandmother's birthday is actually March 21st. My grandmother has long been on the other side. She was Scottish. Our gift was passed down. I have it from both sides of my family. But I particularly know about my mother and my grandmother's side. And so she has that Celtic influence. And I get a lot of wisdom and understanding from her. One of her favorite sayings is, "What's for ye won't go past ye," which means if the situation or the job or the person is yours and supposed to be yours, it will be yours, and it doesn't matter whether or not that person, if you make a little mistake or there's a little rumble in the road. Also, if you do everything right, or you don't do everything right, and that opportunity or that person or that situation passes, then it wasn't for you. And she also felt like tea was the panacea of the universe. So if you were sick, if you were celebrating, if you needed a pick-me-up, if you just wanted to relax, it was always put in a pot of tea. And I found out later after she passed that she read tea leaves. And now I read tea leaves too. I wish she could have taught me how to read tea leaves. I would have loved to learn her secret. But when I'm reading them, I know that I have her help when she's looking over my shoulder at the cup and pointing out things to me. So, blessed be to all in the name of my wonderful grandmother, Margaret Knapp. Also, St. Patrick's Day is this month, which is we all celebrate whether or not we're Irish. We all become Irish for the day. And it's fun to celebrate and have beer and feel this society as a whole becoming one, no matter what faith, religion, race you are, we all become Irish for a day. And it's also Easter. And Easter, of course, is the egg turning in, hatching, and becoming. It's a Christian holiday. But it's more than that. It's the celebration of a new growth, a new beginning. The spirituality of the egg is the phoenix reborn. And it's just a beautiful time. So don't feel like it only has to do with one religion. It really doesn't. It's very ancient. It's an ancient, ancient celebration. My husband's family is Catholic, which I think I've shared with everyone before. And so I, of course, am not Catholic, but I appreciate a lot of what it is to be Catholic. I look at a lot of the rites that they have, and I think, oh, that's interesting. They light candles, too. That's interesting. They celebrate the winter solstice, too. And I was mentioning to a dear friend of mine that Mother Mary is a goddess, and she's Catholic, and she was like, oh, no, she's not a goddess. She's Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's like the feminine God-say. She's not a goddess. I said, well, that is what a goddess is. It's the feminine of God. Well, no, she's not a regular goddess. She's Mother Mary. And I had to just smile because there's so many other religions, and they're all saying the same thing about their God and God's sister. They're the one. How can you even lump them in with those other people? And in reality, we're all the one. And all goddesses are valid. And all gods are valid. Guess what? We're all valid. There is no separation between religions except what we make in our mind. Anything that's a rule that says you have to not eat meat on Fridays was decided by someone and written down in a book and became holy law. If you guys ever read the Bible, I'm doing a Jewish study class. And it's amazing. All these incredible laws written down in the Bible, they have to do with killing animals and the best way to kill them and when to eat them and when not to eat them. And these laws were made millennia ago. They don't have anything to do with right now unless they apply. I think the Ten Commandments will always apply. I'm a big proponent of the Ten Commandments. But stoning a woman for adultery? I think we can all agree that that's done with and no longer true. And yet, there it is in the Bible. You know, they don't stone the man. You wouldn't even believe what they do to the woman if she's just not even accused. They make her drink this horrible water, this poisoned water. And then, if she gets sick, then she's guilty. You know, any religious book that you look at, any religious book, you know, that's the Talmud, the Bible, any religious book, you're going to find there's things that you agree with and there's things that you don't. The trick is, and my guides are constantly telling me this, is to quit picking apart the differences between the religions. Like, this religion is not as good as this other religion because this religion does this, this, and this. Instead of pointing out the differences and the lacks, notice that things are the same. There are many, many, many things that are the same. You know, we're all one. And that starving child over there in that third world country is just as valid in Mother, Father, God, or whichever face and name you want to give to that Godhead as we are. Just as valid. And that infant who lives 6 weeks is just as important as we are. Just as important. We're not any less important. And we are, above all, beloved of God. When we stop fearing, if you're a God-fearing woman or a God-fearing man, how can you be a God-loving woman or a God-loving man? Everyone makes mistakes. If we were going to be held to the Bible's code of conduct, we'd all be dead. We have all sinned, every single one of us. Guess what the original meaning of sin is? It means missing the mark. It came from an archery term. It means not getting it right in the center. Do not believe that you are anything but perfect and precious. Know and trust that you are loved. Know and trust your guides and angels. Come with an open heart. Let go of all the indignities that someone else did to you. Oh my gosh, how could they not know that I'm so-and-so and treat me like this? Let go of that. Be love, be one. Well, thank you. I'm getting off my soapbox in it.
Okay. I love you no matter where you are.
Thank
silly
you.
Woman. You're welcome. This is Adriana's Mystic Connections live on the 9th day of March 2013 here at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And
oh,
the number to call in is...
three?
Say what?
3 for March? 9 is 3 threes?
Yeah.
2013? 3,
yeah.
2 and 1 is 3? This is a blessed day.
I'm telling you what. Look at all them threes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Well, then you're going to love this. Because you can call us live at 646-378-0378. And you can press 1 on that phone keypad to let me know that you're there. And I'll put you in the queue so you can talk to Adriana. If we can't get to all of you today, you can contact Adriana directly by going to her website, which is mysticconnections.com. And there's a contact page there. And if you want to expand on a reading you get today, because for as much as everybody would love to be able to get everything addressed in one phone call today, that's just not possible. We don't have the time to do that. So we do ask you to be as focused as you can be so that Adriana can tap into the focus that you have. And we got some people that are ready to talk to you, Miss Adriana, if you're ready.
I'm ready, and I have a little boy here for some reason. I have a little boy. I believe he's on the other side. So hopefully he's attached to one of the callers today. All right, let's go.
Well, we're not really sure, but we're going to start right now with the lady from Toronto. Vita is the first caller. She's calling from Toronto, Ontario, and she's looking for messages from the other side. Adriana, Vita.
Hi.
Hey, Vita.
Hi. I like to first say, if I can, is yesterday was Women's International Women's Day, and I would like to say that I'd like to thank, you know, women like you and Chrissy that you empower and help women, you know, from everywhere. And I think we need to continue focusing and being positive for women from everywhere, and to help and assist them from being abused, but only to be blessed as we are.
Wow. Thank you so much. You know, you're right. I saw that. It is Women's International Day yesterday. And yeah, I did not see a lot of it on the news or radio, so I really appreciate you bringing that to everyone's attention. That's beautiful.
Well, I just came to my mind when I was listening to you speaking about everything, about mistakes and, you know, where people have regrets and things like that. And I just hope that, you know, that the people in the future and the men in the future will realize the mistakes that they're making, and that they will, be nicer, to women and to little girls all over the world.
Yes, all over the world. And we enjoy freedoms as women in Canada and in the United States that some women still do not have. There's women who still do not have the right to vote.
Exactly,
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. And, it used to be said that women were just too emotional and hysterical to be able to think clearly enough to vote.
Exactly, yeah. So anyways, I'm just wondering if you know or any messages for any wonderful ladies that I know from the other side. If they have anything to say to me, I would appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a grandmother feeling for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
A grandmother who's passed. And I think that's on mom's side. Was mom's mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. And she, for some reason, she has like this little pill hat, like black pill hat. So something I would associate with the 50s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with that tiny little veil. Okay. So I feel like she's like in mourning. I don't know why. I'm looking at her now. She looks stylish, but she looks like she's in mourning for someone else in your life who's passed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that is true. She had a brother that just passed away end of January.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so you're seeing changes in your faith and in your life, and she's asking you to not be frightened, to look in a mirror and not be frightened.
Okay.
Because there's some changes going on with you as far as appearance or aging, things that you don't want to face. And she's showing me how beautiful you are now. And I think, like, don't compare yourself to others or don't compare yourself to how you were in the past. Compare yourself to how you are now and see the wisdom and see the light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm surrounded in this room by orange chairs, but there's something about the color orange.
Mm-hmm.
She's showing
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Something in where, is it, I'm not really understanding, it's somewhere where she lived or?
It's something about the color orange, and it has something to do with connection between you and her. There's something, maybe like I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah, I would have to think about that one. I'm not sure myself.
Okay. Was that brother who passed your baby brother?
No, he was actually just a year older than her.
Oh, she's talking about a baby. Like a baby brother. Do you have a baby brother?
No.
Talking about a baby brother.
No.
Or a baby boy.
Not aware of that. Not at all.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, she's tucking in a baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a baby in a cradle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this a baby or whatever that has passed?
Possibly.
Yeah, I'm
it seems
not
like
aware.
He's with her. He's with her. Okay. She wants you to know that you're okay. Okay, you've been sad and confused about something. You finally come to a decision, and it's a good decision. You made the right choice.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. I hope that helped.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Nice talking to you. You have yourself a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. And thank you again for the message from about International Women's Day.
Oh, you're very welcome. And like I said, it's very, very nice to have wonderful women like you, you know, helping and empowering women. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, what a cool thing. And yes, I did remember yesterday was International Women's Day. It's nice to have somebody remind us of that, considering that you and I are women and she was a woman.
Yeah.
Continuing on with Adriana's Mystic Connections here live at Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on the 9th day of March, 2013. We go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. This is Chris. Chris, this is Adriana. Adriana, this is Chris. And Chris is interested in financial information.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Last year's been really challenging, so I'm interested if you pick up anything financial or anything that you pick up, actually. And my house is for sale. It's been for sale for a little over a year now, and so I'm just wondering, you know, what do you pick up?
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I have this little boy following me. Do you have a little boy spirit, or do you know of a little boy or a younger boy who passed?
No.
Hmm.
A lot of times over the years, psychics have mentioned that, you know, I was supposed to have two children, and had I had a miscarriage or something, nothing of that, unless there was supposed to be another child that just never was able to come through, you know, for different reasons in my life. So possibly that, I don't know.
Okay, he's saying something about Papa. Or P.
Papa?
Yeah. Papa or P.
No.
Okay, well, financially, I think things are looking up for you. You know what, you had to make some hard decisions, and I feel like you put off making those decisions. For a little bit.
Okay.
But now you're. You know what? You still have a couple of hard decisions to make, but you've made some, and that's why you're moving forward.
Okay. Good.
75% of your income has to go away somehow. I don't know if that's your paying bills or what that is, but you're only left with 25% of your income.
Well, right now I don't have any income, so I don't know,
yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that could be.
It's like 75% of what you're bringing in or what you have, whether that's welfare or whatever that is, it's like it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so you're left with this small amount. And I feel like selling the house is like a last thing that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a seven in the price? There needs to be a seven in the price.
No, there isn't.
Okay. They're showing me there needs to be a seven in the price.
Okay.
So that might be lowering it a little bit.
Okay, that's easy to do.
Okay. Okay. But to get that seven in the price, because the seven.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Just so there's a seven, it doesn't mean. I mean,
well,
I can just lower
like
something, $3,000 to make it come to the seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't say you know, you can't lower it and make it 77 cents, or even $7. I think we are talking thousands. But yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. And look, you know what? There's a lot of like blame and anger in this past year.
Yeah.
Something you were supposed to get, you didn't get. And that you need to move out of that energy and into a blessed energy. You have, you know, you're living. Hopefully, you have your health. You have food to eat.
Well, I'm very grateful, but my sister is could it be that my sister is blaming me? You know, it's, this house is connected with my sister and my mother dying and all kinds of things. And I'm very grateful and everything, but my sister's not in a good place, and she's really mad at me.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger, and there's a lot of blame, and I can feel it. And
yeah.
you just got to get out of that state. And if it's your sister, don't let it be hurt.
Okay.
But this year is your year to improve.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good news.
You got
grabbed
by the reins, and you've got to, like, move forward into it. And I know you're trying. And I know you're working on it. And so I don't feel like I need to tell you to do anything other than to keep doing what you're doing, but do more of it.
Okay. And put the 7 in the price.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Like, can you share with me the price of the house?
It's $550,000.
Yeah.
So could I make it $547,000?
Yeah, let's try that. It feels like it's just a little bit too high, but
it's already come down quite a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for your insight, and have a really beautiful weekend.
And there's something about planting flowers. Your mom would like you to plant flowers.
Okay, well. Yeah, I got tons of garden, you know, a huge garden, but I was thinking of putting zinnias now on the 21st because things really kick in spring, and I like to have hanging petunias, and a few of them died, so I want to try and fill the baskets in. So when, actually, somebody's coming to see the house on Monday, so I like it. You know, the petunias really make things pop.
You know, flowers help a lot when people are looking at houses. They make people happy. And every time you plant a flower, just think of your mom and say, thank you, Mom. Here's your flower.
Yeah, okay. Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day and weekend.
Thank
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Chris, calling in from Mexico. So it's been international up till now, Adriana. Here on Adriana's Mystic Connections. You've been reaching out to all corners of the world. And right now we have Janice, who's calling in from Michigan, and she has a number of things on her mind. So she's just going to relax and take a deep breath, and Adriana, she's going to work with you as best she can.
All right, Jazz, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a number of things on my plate, and I just was wondering.
Is there a male in spirit who you've lost, who you're grieving?
Not a male.
Okay, because there's a male in spirit. Not a young male, by the way. Older man.
Not recently.
Okay. Yeah. But there's a lot of grief here connected with this person, with this male.
Well, there's grief with my father that continues. My mother just passed.
Yeah, so I feel like this is dad, okay? And there's grief. Because there's grief and there's regret. I feel like it's an unresolved thing with him.
Well, I thought I'd come to a point of forgiveness.
You know what? It's fine. And you have. I'm not saying that you have not. Understand? I'm in his vibration.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he was wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's something about tragedy, too. So it was tragic what happened, and I'm so sorry. And he is sorry, and he is working on that forgiveness.
Well, that's lovely to hear.
Pardon?
Oh, it's lovely to hear that he is working on it.
Yeah, and congratulations to you for getting to that spot that you have. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big step. Some people never make it. So good job.
Thanks.
Now, he's saying your mother is a saint. I doubt that very much.
She was a very, very kind woman, and she was very good to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what was your question?
I have a number of things that need attending to, and I don't know where to begin, whether I start with health or employment or family.
Well, I can only give actually mini readings here. If you'd like
okay.
to call me for an in-person, in-depth reading, it's 248-379-7324, or you can reach out to me at mysticconnections.com.
Okay.
Or mysticconnect@aol.com
okay.
for an email. Write everything down. And that's what I'm hearing. Write everything down. Because I hear you've got a lot of questions. And some of them you just need to write down. You need to write down.
Especially with expenses. Write everything down and look at it. And then you'll be able to make some decisions financially wise.
All right. Well, have a blessed day.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Adriana. We have
time for one more. And then I just lost you.
We have Trish in Connecticut. And
hi, how
she
are
would
you?
Like to talk to you about a real estate dispute.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Wondering if you can give me some insight on how to resolve a real estate land development issue.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you have to get uninvolved with it. I feel like you're too involved with it. I feel like it's emotionally depressing, like it's like draining on you. I don't feel like you should let it go. I feel like you should get like an attorney or someone. If you already have an attorney, then you need to let them do more of it so that you are doing it's you need to step back from this because it's draining you.
It is draining me, and I do have an attorney.
Okay. You know what? Tell your attorney to handle it, and if you want to stay firm, then stay firm. You know? Say stay firm, and then step back and step out of it because it is it's like torturing you.
Well, the reason I guess I'm looking for it is, you know, this could go on for years, and I'm looking for
mm-hmm.
a way to resolve it in months as opposed to years.
Let your attorney handle it. And they're showing me, like, put a long line, put a line in front of you. You know, draw a line. Say, this is what I want, and then step back.
Okay. So
and let
you
your attorney do it.
Okay.
The attorney I think you changed your mind a couple times. You waffled. And
no.
So, okay, there's been, like, changes. Like, that's what I'm seeing. I can only tell you what I see. I see changes. Like, okay, well, maybe this, well, maybe that. Well, no, I definitely don't want this. And there's been, like, discussions or something that have left people in tears.
Yeah, so, you know, I think what you're getting is, so what happened was I spent the past year reaching out to the community and gathering their input and making changes based on what the community wanted. So, but it was all community-based.
Yeah.
It was not
you cannot,
my own personal desire. It was all concessions that I made.
And guess what? You can't make everything happy.
Right.
And, you know, the concessions that you're making to some people look like weaknesses, and it looks like indecision to some people. So draw the line, step back, let your attorney handle it. You've already been more than fair. And tell your attorney you want it to happen quickly.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So if you would like an in-person reading, you first of all, you can come to the Gift of Light in Columbus, Ohio, where there's just amazing amount of talented readers and all sorts of holistic and just anything you ever wanted. There's clothing, there's jewelry, there's beautiful soaps, organic
natural things that you can buy for your health and for your perfumes and for your scents and herbs and supplements that you can buy. There's also classes, and I'm doing a presentation on my favorite subject, the Sacred Triad, which is how you can take your healing energy, you can channel your guides and your angels, you can channel God. Because guess what? We all channel God. We all do. That's our gift. That's what we bring to the world when we become love. Guess who we are channeling? So come to the Gift of Light and come see me, or send me an email, call me on the phone, set up a reading. I'd love to read for you. Thank you all. Have a blessed day. Annette?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This has been Adriana's Mystic Connections live here at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com on the 9th day of March. We do encourage you to... Yes, ma'am.
I just realized we have 9 more minutes.
Oh, you've got about 6.5, yeah.
6.5. So let's finish this out by, what should we talk about?
Well, I think we ought to maybe consider reminding everybody that unless you live in Hawaii or Arizona of the United States, we spring ahead tonight so you lose an hour's sleep.
Oh,
so that
right.
People are aware of that.
Yeah.
Because Hawaii and Arizona are the only two that I'm aware of states in the Union of the United States of America, that is, that do not honor daylight savings time. So that is a huge thing because people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening already. Isn't it usually April? And I thought, Nope,
no,
not necessarily.
It used to be April. They moved
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, it did. And we used to change back in the fall quicker, too. But
yeah,
for some reason, they extended it.
Daylight savings time all year round.
Well,
that's true, and I also feel like I want to talk about animals.
Okay.
Spaying and neutering and keeping your animals, you know, safe. And remembering animals that are in shelters or in the humane society. It's really important, you know, even if you cannot actually have a animal for whatever reason. You know, maybe you live in an apartment that doesn't allow pets. You can sponsor an animal at local shelters, which I have decided to do since I have 7 cats now. I've officially been cut off. No more cats, but there's 2 cats that I really want to have. So instead of bringing them into my house, which would just create chaos in my already chaotic household, I am sponsoring them. So when you're choosing to give, if you have a favorite charity, remember the animals. You know, animals can talk loud and clear, and they do. We just don't understand their language, you know?
Very true. Very, very true. And there's also, too, where the animals are concerned, if you have, and I don't mean to sound like Bob Barker, but if you have an animal that can reproduce, please consider getting it spayed or neutered, because I know this is heat time for a lot of animals. I know we have a kitten who's like 9 months old now, and she just went through her first heat, and that was amazing because I haven't been around an animal that's had to go through that in a long time. And these are the times when they get pregnant.
So spay and neuter those animals. There's so many wonderful animals that already don't have homes. And as much as we all love the miracle of life, and it's fun to have those kittens and fun to have those puppies, you know, then you have to find homes for them. And if they leave your house and they're not spayed or neutered, then one cat, I think they said, can make 100 cats within 2 years. I think that they said if like one cat is not spayed or neutered, you know, then it's kittens, then have cats, and it just multiplies and grows.
Well, you figure our kitten went into heat at 8 months of age. She would have given birth before she was a year old, and then her kittens can give birth in 8 months, And in another so many months, she can give birth again. So, yeah, it's mind-boggling to think what can happen over the course of 2 years' time frame. And they can interbreed if you're not paying attention, and it's not that they want to. They just can. Because they're around you know, their brothers or sisters. They're not thinking. They're just animals. They're like, okay. And it's like, oh, my holy goodness.
And finally, once again, take care of yourself, love the people around you. We all make mistakes. We all screw up. None of us are perfect. And it's the godliness inside of us that can look at each other and say, I forgive myself as I forgive those who trespassed against me. God bless everyone. Have a great rest of the month.